Blackstone Audio presents A Summer to Die by Lois Lowry. This book is read by Andy Arndt. Chapter 1. It was Molly who drew the line. She did it with chalk. A fat piece of white chalk left over from when we lived in town, had sidewalks, and used to play hopscotch, back when we both were younger. That piece of chalk had been around for a long time. She fished it out of a little clay dish that I had made in last year's pottery class, where it was lying with a piece of string and a few paper clips and a battery that we weren't quite sure was dead. She took the chalk and drew a line right on the rug. Good thing it wasn't a fuzzy rug or it never would have worked, but it was an old, worn, leftover rug from the dining room of our other house. Very flat, and the chalk made a perfect white line across the blue. And then, while I watched in amazement, because it was unlike Molly to be so angry, she kept right on drawing the line up the wall, across the wallpaper with its blue flowers. She stood on her desk and drew the line up to the ceiling, and then she went back to the other side of the room and stood on her bed and drew the line right up to the ceiling on that wall, too. Very neatly. Good thing it was Molly who drew it. If I had tried, it would have been a mess. A wavy line and off-center. But Molly is very neat. Then she put the chalk back in the dish, sat down on her bed, and picked up her book. But before she started to read again, she looked over at me. I was still standing there amazed, not believing that she had drawn the line at all, and said, "There, now be as much of a slob as you want, only keep your mess on your side. This side is mine." When we lived in town, we had our own rooms, Molly and I. It didn't really make us better friends, but it gave us a chance to ignore each other more. Funny thing about sisters. Well, about us, anyway. Dad says it's unacademic to generalize. Molly is prettier than I am, but I'm smarter than Molly. I want with my whole being to be something someday. I like to think that someday, when I'm grown up, people everywhere will know who I am, because I will have accomplished something important. I don't even know for sure yet what I want it to be, just that it will be something that makes people say my name, Meg Chalmers, with respect. When I told Molly that once, she said that what she wants is to have a different name when she grows up, to be Molly something else, to be Mrs. Somebody, and to have her children, lots of them, call her mother with respect, and that's all she cares about. She's content, waiting for that. I'm restless, and so impatient. She's sure, absolutely sure, that what she's waiting for will happen, just the way she wants it to. And I'm so uncertain, so fearful my dreams will end up forgotten somewhere, someday, like a piece of string and a paperclip lying in a dish. Being both determined and unsure at the same time is what makes me the way I am, I think. Hasty, impetuous, sometimes angry over nothing, often miserable about everything. Being so well sorted out in her own goals, and so assured of everything happening the way she wants and expects it to, is what makes Molly the way she is. Calm, easygoing, self-confident, downright smug. Sometimes it seems as if, when our parents created us, it took them two tries, two daughters, to get all the qualities of one whole, well-put-together person. More often, though, when I think about it, I feel as if they got those qualities on their first try. And I represent the leftovers. That's not a good way to feel about yourself, especially when you know, down in the part of you where the ambition is, where the dreams are, where the logic lies, that it's not true. The hardest part about living in the same room with someone is that it's hard to keep anything hidden. I don't mean the unmatched dirty socks or the 14 crumpled papers with tries at an unsuccessful poem on them, although those are the things that upset Molly, that made her draw the line. I mean the parts of yourself that are private, the tears you want to shed sometimes for no reason, the thoughts you want to think in a solitary place, the words you want to say aloud to hear how they sound, but only to yourself.